Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present, including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon Memories, Latino Times, The Night Train, The Breakdown, Two Foot Left, Spinning Jazz, and then also Dub Central, Junglist Alliance and Deep Groove. It's Friday 19th of September, down at Hagler's Corner, £6 on the door. Come and celebrate 25 years of Sheffield Live.
Listen close to this crooked mouth, for my story I will tell. Oh, I lived in Mexico by the name of Wenceslao Miguel.
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present, including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon Memories, Latino Times, The Night Train, The Breakdown, Two Foot Left, Spinning Jazz, and then also Dub Central, Junglist Alliance and Deep Groove. It's Friday 19th of September, down at Hagler's Corner, £6 on the door. Come and celebrate 25 years of Sheffield Live.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Loving you. loving you. Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom, home of brand new indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk every Thursday night, 6 till 7. Kicking off there, new one, amazing Richard Ashcroft and Loving You, fresh from his Oasis tour. He's got some dates also in the autumn and next year. I've got some guests tonight, Marco and Jang, to talk about Unknown Pleasures, their club night coming up at Record Junkie this Saturday. Hi guys, how you doing?
Hello, we're good, thank you.
Hi.
Nice to have you in the studio. Also on the show tonight, going to do some music news, local national gig guide, new album releases, all that coming up. But next, band called The Howlers. This track is called You Can Be So Cruel. They're going on tour with The Enemy, including a day at the Foundry on the 30th of October. This is The Howlers.
Of understanding that makes you read between the lines, but every message I've been sending, I never want you to reply. Is it wasted conversation that keeps you up on better night? I would change to different stations. You never play the songs I like. Something I don't wanna hear, and now I'm thinking of replies. Everything I said I never feared, to cross the T's and dot the I's. Now I'm gauging your reaction, like a shiver down my spine. I get sick satisfaction from the way you're biting it when you lie. Time after time, you pull me in tight, wrapped around your fingers, got me gnawing on the side. The night, each and every night, I fall asleep with you, but I still wake up feeling like
so that's The Howlers, great band, and they're going to be on the show quite soon. Okay, Marco Jang, welcome to the show. Unknown Pleasures, you've done a few of these nights down at Record Junkie. A load of kind of post-punk, goth, synth, new wave stuff. Yeah, so this Saturday, tell us about it. What's going on?
We're down there at 8 o'clock sort of thing. We've just sort of dotted the eyes on playlist that we're going to be playing, and some nice hidden gems, a little bit of new stuff as well. What we tend to do is we get down there just before 8 o'clock, and we kind of now have a pre-set where we're not on stage or anything like that. We just let the crowd build up, just like it was if you went to a gig.
Yeah.
And then when we feel it's full enough, we get on stage and sort out the lights and the dry ice and all and then we kick in. We start with a nice dark intro and then
dark intro. Tell me about the dark intro. How does it go?
I really can't hum it to you or anything like that, but it's a track by... We did speak about this guy last time.
Yeah.
Gary Newman.
Mr. Gary Newman. In fact, we played a track by him, if I remember rightly.
So it's like a 2 to 3 minute instrumental.
Yeah, two minutes.
It's called No Shelter. It's got...
Okay.
It's got quite a sound. It's
quite dark.
It's a brilliant intro.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, for us, after that, the key is the second track.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, our crowd don't respond immediately. It takes them a while to...
Does it? Takes them a bit to warm up. Yeah, like, what do they do? Kind of sit around on tables or...
Yeah, I say, because our in position, the venue's not huge, but it's big enough. But
yeah.
We have the tables positioned in a certain way, so there's quite a bit of a dance floor.
Okay.
It's like 8 to a table or something like that, but...
Yeah, the great thing is people start talking before they actually start dancing to our music.
Uh-huh.
So that's the most interesting bit, in my opinion. So
okay.
They meet new friends, they talk about music or just life in general. So it's great to watch.
What kind of age groups do you... What kind of age brackets are coming in?
It's strange because it does vary from event to event. But on occasions, it's been like sort of 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Okay.
To a wonderful lady called Maxine, who used to go to The Limit back in the day. And Maxine always dresses to impress.
What does she wear? What does Maxine wear? How does she dress to impress?
Like kind of like not t-shirt, but like a very tight top, like Sex Pistols. And stuff like that. She dressed up very punky, sometimes a little bit darker.
She always wears like cool shades and stuff like that. And she's on that floor from start to finish once it gets busy.
Yeah.
And Maxine's 69 years old and she can really party.
She knows how to party.
Has she been to all of them?
I don't think she's missed
many. A regular.
We've done about 9 or 10, but I think she's been for the majority. But age-wise, like I say, it is your sort of late teens, 20s, 30s, 40s.
Students, 50s, yeah. Students,
so all the students are back, aren't they? Like flocking around Sheffield. It's been, summer's been kind of nice and quiet. They're back, but this is what you want, right? You need them there.
When we looked at the calendar, there were one or two choices, the options that we had, and we thought this was the best date of all. You know,
Cool, because it's all kind of just around the kind of freshest time as well, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
we've gone out there, putting some posters out, flyers and stuff, and the response with the tickets is really, really good. There's a few left.
How much are they? £8, but that's a decent price, isn't it, for the night out?
Yeah, you don't want to charge too much. These students do play, they haven't got a lot of money, so that's...
Well, they might have, but they're not as poor as they used to be, let's face it.
They spend that on the bar, don't they?
They do.
The money they've got.
Cool. And so tell me about some of the artists you play. Who are you?
I think on the Saturday night, you know, we always play quite a bit of Cure. Depeche Mode, there's always 4 to 5 tracks there.
Yep.
We'll stick a couple of Bowie tracks in.
Play Gary Newman, Nine Inch Nails, then you go to more gothic bands like Sisters of Mercy, stuff like that.
Maybe a little bit of Ministry.
Yeah.
In there. And then your old school stuff like your Stranglers, etc.
Yeah, we can go a little bit punky sometimes,
That's right.
Cool. So Ministry, I mean, I always think one of my favourite tracks... is Jesus Built My Heartland.
Oh, right.
I just like, when you hear that song by Ministry, that's just like, always blow my mind on a dance floor.
Have you heard Effigy?
I think I have, but I can't remember.
It's quite a pulsating track.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, without giving too much away, that is, we might be playing From 242.
From 242?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
But, you know... There is some synth pop there. It's not cheesy synth pop. So you will get the likes of the Human League, etc.
Yeah.
Maybe we've discussed this earlier, but we might be playing some Fad Gadget. We've not decided on that yet.
Mm. Okay.
Well, we know what kind of music we would play, but we kind of don't know exactly what we will play.
That's the thing, because we sit down and we talk for hours and we have an agreement about what tracks that we do want to play.
Yeah.
Then again, what you do is you look at the crowd, you look at the dance floor, and yeah, that can change your mind on things.
And do you ever kind of debate about what you're going to play between you two?
A lot.
We do. And
he's throwing his record on the floor and it's like, nah, I'm
not
in mind.
No, not record on the floor.
We bicker a bit sometimes about it, but that's a good thing. And I'll have these ideas in my head, like, oh, yeah, I really want to play that, and I think it'll go down fantastic about. And then Jang will just look at me and shake her as much as say, that's not going to
work. The thing is, we always try to play some stuff we never played before, and he always looking for stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he just get too carried away.
It's normally after a few glasses of wine sat at home, that's sort of
crazy ideas, completely, yeah.
But you know, when it comes to it, we actually get this. All these ideas that I've got,
yeah,
we'll probably decide not to play it, I'm going to say, 15% of them. And then we don't really argue as such, but it's just like, it's good because we're a very good team together.
Yeah, sure. Are you gauging the crowd of kind of what you're thinking?
That's the key, isn't it? It's the key because, you know, you might play two or three great tracks in a row and it's working.
Yeah.
And then one sort of false move or they don't appreciate it, the dance floor drops a bit. It's just...
Yeah.
Getting them back up is the main thing.
I read a really funny story the other day about Mark Ronson. And he was DJing Prince's party, and he came on. He got the perfect tune, so he got a Michael Jackson's tune, and it was all going really well. And then his entourage said, "Don't play the Michael Jackson song," and so he had to take it off straight away, and then had to fill it with something else, which didn't work. And Prince was glaring at him from his throne, apparently. But the reason was because Michael Jackson was his biggest threat in the music business at the time. But he had to fill it, and it didn't work. And he's like, what do I do with that? That was one of those moments when you're kind of gauging the crowd, but you're not gauging the person the party was for.
Well, that's something else, isn't it?
So hopefully you don't have any Prince moments.
I can't draw a comparison to that, apart from one particular time. Not the last one, but the previous to that. So that would be February. And so Li Zhang nipped out for some fresh air because it does get quite warm in that club, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd been out previous and to the toilet sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So when you're outside, you can't hear a thing. You might be able to hear just the bass or something, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got back in and then she nipped out. And I looked at the dance floor and thought, yeah, it's good.
I was in toilet. I heard the track.
So anyway, I did send her a message saying, have we played Love Like Blood, Killing Joke?
Yeah.
And I've got the phone there, and I'm sort of here, ready to put the track, like we're lined up.
Uh-huh.
She didn't get back to me, and I thought, oh, bugger it, I'll play it. I'm sure it's not been played, I never heard it. So then, I don't know if you know the track, but it's got a fantastic intro. And as it started, let's just say something like 8 to 10 seconds in, I heard the crowd go, huh? And I thought, she's played it. So
yeah.
You got played twice within sort of 10, 15 minutes.
That's okay, because you could have said, this song is so good.
Play it again.
I will play it twice. You can rescue yourself.
The only thing is with that, and I could have, and we have got microphones, but we never use the mics until the end of the night just to say thank you sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should have just picked the mic up and done something like that, but I was just like...
In a wedding style.
Oh, God, yeah. But I felt like I'd be hit with a brick sort of thing. But I picked myself up and we were fine after that sort of thing. So you can make the occasional mistake.
Sure, that's the nature of everything live. Probably like this.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a mistake tonight on this show. But doing live stuff is the best way, isn't it?
I think so.
And watching people dance, I think that must be to the music that they like, that you want to play.
It's a buzz because you can see that what we're both doing is working, then sometimes we can see it's not quite working as well.
Yeah.
And you've got to work out how to get them back then.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more after this track. This is from Jenny Beth. She used to be a lead singer of Savages. She's out on her own. She's done stuff with Gorillaz and all kinds of things. But this is new from her. This is Out of My Reach.
I will
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present, including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon Memories, Latino Times, The Night Train, The Breakdown, 2 Foot Left, Spinning Jazz, and then also Dub Central, Junglist Alliance, and Deep Groove. It's Friday 19th of September, down at Hagler's Corner, £6 on the door. Come and celebrate 25 years of Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
They are called the Jacks, Their new album, Make Repetition, is out, and they're going on tour with local boys, the Sherlocks. Closest date to us, Homeforth Pitchadrome, on the 13th of November. Guests on the show only a few weeks ago. That's the Jacks. You listen to Sheffield Live. This is the Backroom, 93.2 FM. I've got Zhang and Marco from Unknown Pleasures. Club night at Record Junkie. We've been talking about it. It's this Saturday. Some tickets still on sale. So, talked before about kind of the artists that you kind of play and stuff like that. Do people come up to the booth and go, look, have you got this? Can you play this?
It does happen.
And do you do it?
Well, yes and no. It does happen. But what we've done this past couple of times, we've just moved the barriers to make them wider so they can't get anywhere near the stage.
Because, I see.
You know, when you've got your own ideas and your own plans, you don't particularly want them changing. So
yeah.
If I jump off stage and nip to the toilet or something like that, and someone says, oh, can you play as this?
Yep.
I might think, well, yeah, because it fits exactly in what we're doing at that time.
Okay. So not really into requests?
No, because, you know, you just take time to put this together, and it's not just, we don't just do it willy-nilly. So
after
the lengthy conversations that we have, we don't want that changing too much unless it's an absolute banger.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Do you ever get any kind of any guest DJs come down?
We don't really. Well, not knowingly.
In case you go to the toilet, then somebody goes over and just takes your place while you're and plays the tune they want because you don't take requests.
Well, that could be a worrying thing because let's just say if Stella jumps on stage and starts playing some Northern Soul, that might pose a few problems.
Oh, well, that's true. And even maybe some of the tunes on here may not hit the mark. Some of them might do.
I'll listen to your show, and obviously we're all still learning musically sort of thing. So some of the tracks you play, I don't know what they are, but they do appeal to me.
Because there's something about new music. Obviously, this is a new music show.
Yeah.
And people say, the interesting thing is that in the UK, they say the average when people stop listening to new music is apparently 35 really? On average, but in Scotland 40. So I don't know what that's about. But in terms of kind of, you know, the old classics and stuff, which is obviously all that music is influencing the new stuff. And I think there is a lot of new stuff, but it's always good to go back to.
I think it is
the main, you know, the classics really.
I've noticed that Six Music are far more current now than they were a few years ago.
Mm.
And they're playing the new stuff. They will drop back into something from the, I don't know, the 80s or late 70s. But it's far more current, Six Music, than it ever was.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing at all.
No, I don't think it is. And music's it's so subjective. It's all individual, isn't it? And I think people go to the nights they want to go to. And I think your night's great because actually there aren't that many of those nights playing the music that you play. There aren't many around.
Well, this is another great thing because when we sort of, after the night's over, then you get hugs from people saying, this is great, this is what we've been looking for a long time. And it's nice to hear that. You're just getting complete strangers giving you a hug and saying thank you very much.
Yeah, making their night, you know. Yeah. There's nothing better, I think, than hearing the music that you kind of... Also, kind of just going back to maybe kind of your youth and stuff like that when you were hearing it the first time around and stuff like that. There's something really special about that, I think.
I think so. Like I say, I mean, I think... I remember the first one we did, and there's a guy who comes in, and he's lovely, but it's the guy, Zhang, with really long hair, and he stands right facing the speakers. His nose is almost touching the speakers. And you know what? It's quite loud in there.
Yeah.
And he's got someone with him, I think, taking care of him, actually.
Okay.
And I was right. I was really, really pleased, and I thought, he's never stopped dancing. I don't even think he's gone to the toilet. And I appreciated that, you know. I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here, but there is a point to it. So when I jumped down, probably last 15, 20 minutes, I just wanted to... We get a hug, so I wanted to give him a hug.
Nice.
And he pushed me away.
Oh, did he? he's not into being tactile.
And I think, obviously, the guy's got a certain, probably a few problems going on, and I was his biggest problem that night. by Tutter.
So you made his night and ruined his night all at the same time.
No, because the good news is, after we always say goodbye and thank you and stuff, and we might play 5-10 minutes over or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we got a lovely round of applause. I kept an eye on this guy on our left, and he was clapping away, so he did forgive us. Or forgive me, should I say.
Good stuff. Have we got any more planned after, obviously, this one this Saturday? Yeah. Any more dates planned after this?
The last one of this year we'll be doing is, again, on the 20th, and that's the 20th of December, on the Saturday.
A nice Christmas one?
Yeah, well, last Christmas was not the song, Jang. It was an absolute banger, and it was packed to the rafters sort of thing. And it was good vibes. We know it's approaching Christmas, and everybody's finished work and stuff. So it was a good old dark post-punk new wave synth-pop Christmas party.
Oh, what more could you want? It's better than all those other Christmas parties that happen in hotels and stuff. Marco Zhang, thanks so much for talking to me.
Appreciate it.
Unknown Pleasures this Saturday, Record Junkie. Some tickets are on sale.
There's a few left.
Where do they get them from? From Record Junkie itself or online?
It's not.
Anywhere?
Obviously, they can go on my Facebook page, which is Marco Rico. I've also got the Instagram page as well. Easy to find. But if you just type in Unknown Pleasures and Ticket Source, you'll get a ticket.
Perfect. Thanks so much. What tune would you like me to play?
It's one of our favourites, actually. Simple Minds and I Travel.
Funny enough, I've got it here.
Would you believe it?
Would I believe it? Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
of Simple Minds and I Travel. Thank you to Marco and Jang for speaking about their club. Unknown Pleasures, get tickets this Saturday, Record Junkie. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. Got some music news coming up very shortly after this one by Lost Boy. This is Mr. Softy.
Here comes Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream man. The creamiest, dreamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy.
Here he comes! He's masculine! A jacked-up giant, product of discipline. Here he comes! Misogynistic! That tyrant lizard might be the death of me. Oh! Here he comes! Here he comes, and he's back to the beat. So I'm not sure he's got that blood pill. What you say? Walks around the gym like Brutus Beefcake. Look him in the eye, take his bench now, mate, that's a big mistake. King Kong's not happy, disgruntled Chappy. What are you gonna do when he comes for you? Hey, what are you gonna do? He's looking for the bother. It's hard like a copper. Eats kids for breakfast. He's got a crash course effort. It's quite embarrassing, but I wouldn't dare tell him. He can slap me in half, mate. In that laugh.
Mr. Softy swaggers on the low. Rolls the stairs, he's down on the throne. Masculine, a jacked up giant, product of discipline. Here he comes, misogyny. That tyrant lizard might be the death of me. Here he comes, fist like Mike Tyson, straight down the boozer, vascular titan. Here he comes, stacked to the hilt. Snow White nostrils got that black girl. Mr. Softy swaggers home alone. Holds the cellar, sits down on the throne. Wraps his greasy hands round the remote. You've got a bloody, just don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. He's 6'8", arms like a tree trunk, legs twice his size, chest out to stomach like a rhino's behind. He's on the Tinder, he's on the scowl. Ask how I know, I made his account. I took all the pictures, no Photoshop. He's nothing but natural if you don't count the shots. Did you know I've got a mate called Mr. Softy? He's 6'8", arms like a tree trunk, legs twice the size, chest up to summer like a rider who's behind. He's on the Tinder, he's on the scout. Ask how I know, I made his account. Took all the pictures, no Photoshop. He's nothing but natural if you don't count the shots.
Lost Boy there. Great tune. It's 6:43. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
So Youngblood and Aerosmith have joined forces to make a record. The rock band is set to release My Only Angel, the first single from their new 5-track EP, One More Time, which comes out on November the 21st. Youngblood real name Dominic Harrison took to social media accounts on Wednesday to announce the album. He wrote One More Time, a new EP by Aerosmith and Youngblood, released in November 21st. Pre-order now in the link. The first single, My Own Angel, will be released this Friday at midnight. Long live rock and roll music. Love forever, Aerosmith and Youngblood. Iron Maiden, they have announced a 2026 European tour, teased a UK headline tour show as well. The upcoming gigs mark an extension to their two-year 50th anniversary Run For Your Lives tour, which came to the continent earlier this year. It marked the first run of shows with new touring drummer Simon Dawson, who was appointed following the touring retirement of long-term Styx man Nico McBrain. McBrain announced he would be taking a step back from touring last year due to suffering a minor stroke in 2023, which left him partially paralysed on the right side from the shoulder down. Now, they've announced an extension for 2026. Kickoff of May, they'll play shows in Greece, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Germany, the Netherlands, Italy and France and Portugal before wrapping up a show in the UK on the July the 11th. Though exact details are to be revealed. Tickets go on sale on Monday the 22nd of September. That is the music news.
I enjoy the high life, falling down with my feet off the ground, with my heart like a jackknife, yeah. But summer's over though, summer's over though. Do you enjoy the finer things? Driving fast cars around the city, rocking up with the diamond rings. And oh, cause there's one thing money cannot buy, and that's you. You're an unattainable credit rating that my bank just can't approve. You broke my heart and you broke my balance, and now I'm broken too. Cause there's one thing money cannot buy, and that's you. Playing with fire, I'm an everyman but think I'm a messiah. I didn't think that I'd find you, cause there's a boy crying out in the middle of the night. He's cold inside and he's colder on the out. But maybe, maybe I'll be fine with you in my life. Oh, I'll be fine with you in my life, yeah. Do you enjoy the finer things? Driving fast cars around a city, working up with the diamond rings. And no, cause there's one thing money cannot buy, and that's you. You're an unattainable credit rating that my bank just can't approve. You broke my heart and you broke my balance, and now I'm broken. Cause there's one thing money cannot buy, and that's you. And how could I survive the night? It cost an arm and a leg like dynamite. Oh, how could I survive the night? It cost an arm and a leg like dynamite. You're like dynamite, dynamite. You're like dynamite. Mm-hmm. You're like
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present. including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon Memories, Latino Times, The Night Train, The Breakdown, Two Foot Left, Spinning Jazz, and then also Dub Central, Junglist Alliance and Deep Groove. It's Friday 19th of September, down at Hagler's Corner, £6 on the door. Come and celebrate 25 years of Sheffield Live.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on The Back Room. Future sounds.
Ing Lambu there, featuring Pete Townsend, and that is Call Out Your Name. And before that, we played Lucas Button, and that is Negative Funds. It's 6:52, so let's look at some gigs around the in Sheffield and around the country, local national gig guide. Okay, so if you want to go and see a gig in Sheffield this week, tonight, Mark Hammerson's at the Greystones. Tomorrow, Seth Lakeman's at the Greystones. And Vigilantes is at Network. Saturday, Shy FX is at Tank, Corella at Foundry. And then on Sunday, Ruby and Acme Fox at Sydney and Matilda. On Monday, Terry Reid at the Greystones. Tuesday, Amelia Quinn at the Hallamshire Hotel. On Wednesday, Gilmore Roberts at the Greystones and Bonnie Trash at Sydney and Matilda. Some tours now have been announced. Cooler Shaker are back. 7th of February, kicking off Brighton Concord 2. And then Cambridge Junction on the 8th, Holmfirth Pitch Drum on the 9th, Glasgow Fruit Market on the 11th, Manchester Ritz on the 12th, London Assembly Hall on the 13th. So those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30. The Last Dinner Party have got a few dates in November. Newcastle City Hall on the 20th, Bridland Spa on the 23rd, Manchester Warehouse Aviva Studios on the 26th. And the K's have announced their biggest ever headline show, Manchester's Castlefield Bowl, taking place on the 3rd of July next year, perform up to 8,000 people. Tickets will go on sale at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So that's the gigs. Okay, got a couple more tracks left for you tonight. This is a band who were around in the 90s and have come back. This is the Giant Killers, The Boy Who Went Delulu. So that's the Giant Killers, The Boy Who Went Delulu. Yeah, they were in the 90s, and then they brought their stuff back out in 30 years later, stuff that had not been played. Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Some new albums out tomorrow. A new one by Brent Fayaz, Icon, that's out. New one by Favors, The Dream, and a new one by Ocean Alley called Love Balloon. I'll be back next Thursday with more great new music. Thank you to Marco and Jang to talk about Unknown Pleasures tonight. Yeah, Record Junkie this Saturday. If you like your goth, your new wave, your post-punk stuff, your synth stuff, get yourself down there. You'll have a great night. Okay, I'm going to play out tonight with this one. They're called Dead Dad's Clubs, and the track is called Don't Blame the Son for the Sins of the Father. See you next week. I am a heat.